The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place he saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near to him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
May God's word be spoken, may God's word be heard, and may that point us to the living word, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In 1973, some researchers at Princeton Seminary conducted a study about helping behavior and the parable of the Good Samaritan, the parable we have just heard. They wanted to test the hypothesis of whether or not being religious and studying the parable would mean that students would be more likely to engage in the helping behavior modeled by the Good Samaritan. The results are surprising, and I think provide some valuable insights for us. This is how the study went. Students were told that they had to give a presentation, either on their own faith journey or on the parable of the Good Samaritan. These were seasoned seminary students, and so either of these presentations would have been easy. Then they were either told that they had plenty of time or that they were late. On the way to the presentation, they passed someone in distress. Now, you might think that the study offered results that can allow us to pat ourselves on the back, that confirm the fact that those of us who are good, faithful Christians are better at helping people, especially if we are engaging with our scripture on a regular basis. Surprisingly, the biggest factor in whether or not someone stopped to help was not their faith or whether or not they had just spent time studying the parable of the Good Samaritan. It was how much of a hurry they were in, or thought they were in. Yikes. That study is now over 40 years old. And yet I think it is just as relevant for us and our own faith's journeys as it was when it was published. I find the perspective and insight it offers to be valuable. This parable of the Good Samaritan is so familiar to us that it can keep us from really absorbing its impact or its invitation. We can think, "Ah, yes, the parable of the Good Samaritan, I know that one." I mean, the term Good Samaritan is a part of our everyday lexicon. It's a part of our civil law. We all know we're supposed to stop and help someone in need. And this is where I like to remember the wisdom of one of my seminary professors, which is that we should never make the mistake of confusing familiarity with understanding. So what kind of new understanding might we be invited into this morning as we reflect on this very familiar passage? I think this is where the study is particularly helpful. It invites us into new ways to reflect on a familiar passage and to expand its relevance and meaning. We know to get help for someone in distress, and blessedly, we live in a town and a state with excellent emergency services, with support services for residents, whether they need food, housing, social services, or mental health services. And we have lots of resources with which we can connect needy people. We are not likely to have to make do with the services of a local innkeeper, as the Samaritan did. So if we don't have the same challenges that the Samaritan did, what's the invitation for us? I think the invitation is to ask ourselves, what else might we be hurrying past? If we think of this text on a more metaphorical and less literal level, how might it help us in our own daily lives? How might it help us to be more faithful followers of Jesus? How might it help us to live more joyful and fulfilling lives? You all are likely familiar with the set of spiritual practices offered by our presiding bishop, beginning at our general convention last summer. They are called the Way of Love. And the Way of Love offers 7 key practices: turn, learn, pray, worship, bless, go, and rest. And it is that last one that is so key: rest. I think most of us don't get enough of that. We can all too easily jump from go to turn. Just like the priest and the Levite in our parable this morning, just like those students in the Princeton study, we can be so focused on what is next, in such a rush to do the next thing, that we can miss something important that is right in front of us. It might not be a literal person in distress, but I know that if I am not careful, I can miss important moments because I'm too busy, too task-oriented, or too distracted by future planning to be present in the moment. I can miss wishing a friend happy birthday. I can miss a conversation with my children, or that moment when they just want me to watch them do something silly. I can miss having a conversation with my husband about something other than who is doing which part of the carpool tomorrow. I can miss watching the sunset or hearing the birds sing. I can miss out on my own prayer time with God. The list goes on, and I'm sure you have your own list too. So that I hope in the coming week we can carry with us this invitation from our scripture lesson and from the Way of Love. It is an invitation to be in just a little less of a hurry. A lesson to remember that God is with us always. If we find our hearts quickening or our anxiety rising, if we find our to-do list dominating our thoughts, we have an invitation to pause, to reflect, to breathe, to ask ourselves, what might God be inviting us to pay attention to in this moment, to check in and make sure we're not missing something in our hurry to get to the next thing. It is all too easy to become so future-oriented that we forget to live in the present moment. Hopefully, summer is a time when the pace is a little less frantic, and so it's a good time for us to pause and reset our priorities. It is a good time to be sure that the tasks and the pace of our lives rarely come at the cost of our relationships. Amen.